Asking the right questions may often lead to the best answers. Hoy, kamusta ka na? Let's have fun finding out more about ourselves by exploring the power of our words and thoughts and how they shape our reality. We will be focusing on the things that we can control and manage the things that we can't. Tara, let's start believing more in ourselves. Welcome to this episode of Self-Talk with me, Ken Somera.
Kailangan ko ng self-confidence. Kailangan ko ng confidence. Kailangan ko ng confidence. Nako, kailangan ko ng confidence eh. Yan, episode 2 na tayo. Diba? So, yun yung topic natin for today. Kailangan ko ng confidence. Dagdagan natin ang ba? Kailangan ko ba ng confidence? Diba? Kung iisipin mo, nung unang panahon, mga caveman, diba? Meron bang term na confidence? Tama? If you get to think about it, it's a feeling eh. Diba? Itong confidence na to eh. I mean, ngayon, kadalasan, sasabihin ng isang tao, kuwari kailangan nila magsalita in front of a lot of people, kailangan nila mag-present, kailangan nila magbenta, mayroon silang kailangan sabihin, may kailangan nila umamin sa crush nila, di ba? May need kang gawin. Kailangan ko ng confidence eh. Right? Okay. Yan. So, let's go deeper with this episode, with this session, and ilista natin yung mga bagay-bagay. I will pitch in some techniques, some approaches that has worked with some of the people that I've coached, mga minentoran ko, lalo na sa sales and persuasion. Yan, yung mga techniques ilatag natin dito. So, syempre, pag-usapan din natin yung mindset. Dati kasi, naalala ko talaga eh. I mean, there are still times that I do feel na parang hindi ko kayang gawin yung ibang bagay, di ba? To take action. Kasi parang minsan wala ako sa mood. Hindi ko pa feel. Diba? Pero, ito yung bibigay kong quote ngayon sa inyo. I was reading a manga, I think. It's like a comic. And nabasa ko doon sa isang chapter nung binasa ko years back. Ang sabi niya doon is, confidence comes from repetition and acknowledgement of what you've done. So, siyempre, nung trainer na tayo, medyo iniisip natin yung ano bang ibig sabihin nito, diba? Let's break it down. So, sabi doon is confidence comes from repetition. So, kunwari, bago ka sa isang kumpanya, ganoon na lang yung gawin natin example, no? Bago ka sa school, bago sa isang kumpanya, bago ka sa isang skill na ginagawa. So, hindi mo pa alam yung gagawin eh. Right? And napansin ko rin na as you get to repeat something, for example, first try, medyo sobra, may kaba. May ando eh, baka magkamali, di ba? Maraming at stake, judgment, di ba? Daming ganun eh. So, ngayon, and as you get to repeat and repeat the same thing over and over again, nagagamay mo na yung sistema. Your mind already creates the patterns necessary, tama, to create the task. Okay? So, yun yung pansin natin ha, habang nagsisimula, may uncertainty, hindi natin alam yung susunod natin gagawin. Tama? And then, as we repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat, nabibuild na sa utak natin yung mga patterns na kailangan magawa yung task na yun, which leads us to this feeling that we can say that we're confident to actually do the task. Tama? O, punta naman tayo dun sa second part. Acknowledgement of what you've done. Okay. May mga tao na hindi pa rin papanood kasi yung Hancock. It's a movie by Will Smith. And yung tema ng character niya doon is hindi siya makapagsabi ng good job. Yan. So parang he had to train to say good job, to acknowledge, to compliment people, to make them feel good. So, tingnan mo yung setup na ganito. You're working, you're new, diba? Or kahit di ka na new, kahit matagal ka na, tapos lumapit sa'yo yung isang boss mo or sabi mo, crush mo sa office. Sabi niya, uy, ang galing mo naman dyan sa ginagawa mo. Good job. Uy, ang ganda ng grades mo ngayon. Ha? Uy, ang taas ng metrics mo ngayon. You're doing a good job. How would you feel? Feels good, diba? feels good na na-acknowledge ka eh, na tama yung ginagawa mo, di ba? Good job, di ba? Ganda, sarap ng feeling, di ba? Confidence, di ba? It makes you believe more in yourself. Right? Ang simple lang ng quote na yun, pero ang dami ng application, ang dami ko na kagad na intindihan. So, ulitin natin yung quote, ha? Confidence, sabi niya, may come from repetition and acknowledgement of what you've done. So, ngayon, I think most of my workshops with persuasion, I always push this parang workshop, no? Ang pinapagawa ko dito is to not just compliment, but acknowledge the person with their, like, status, itsura, di ba? Para you make them feel good. Kasi, imagine this, if you could make people around you feel good about themselves, what could change their lives for the better, di ba? I mean, kung titingnan mo parang pag sinabi mo, uy, ang pogi mo ngayon, uy, ang ganda ng energy mo ngayon. Uy, blooming ka ngayon, ah. I want you to notice their smile. I want you to notice the shift in their energy. The shift kung paano sila makitungo sa'yo. Di ba? Nagbabago rin yun, eh. Maybe this one word or these set of words can change a life. Minsan, di mo masabi sobrang down na ng mga tao ngayon, di ba? Ah, minsan, kahit saan ka tumingin, talagang stress yung tao, mental health, hindi maganda, anxiety, depression, etc., etc., di ba? Ang dami. Pero if what if you had the power to just, you know, make someone's day? Make them feel more confident about themselves. Kung minsan, yung flaw nila, dun mo pa sabihin na bigyan mo ng magandang feedback yung tao or compliment, di ba? I mean, that could really change their life. Yeah? Isipin mo yun. Pwede, you have that power. So, next tayo. Gusto pa rin natin laliman tong confidence na to eh. I mean, breaking it down, I want you to define confidence. I mean, iba-iba tayo ng belief kung ano nga ba ang confidence. Kasi parang, kung titingnan mo sa internet, di ba? May mga definitions na yung confidence na yan eh. So, parang, pag tinanong natin si ChatGPT, di ba? Tanongin natin, o yan. Confidence refers to a feeling of self-assurance or trust in one's abilities, qualities, and judgment. It can also refer to a belief in one's own abilities and in the reliability or truth of certain facts or statements. In statistics, it is a term used to describe the level of certainty or accuracy of a particular estimate or prediction. Ang lalim. Robot na robot yung nagsalita. Antindi. Tama. Pero again, iba-iba tayo ng definition kung ano ang confidence. So, let's work with that. For most people, magbasa lang tayo sa majority. For most people, when we see a person who's like, straight yung posture, di ba? Maayos mo damit, di ba? Maayos, as in, straight, diretso tumingin, kaya niya makapag eye to eye contact sa'yo, marunong mag-approach, di ba? Karamihan ng tao sasabihin confident yun. Tama? So, can we fake confidence? Can you say that even if they're doing that on the outside, they're still feeling confident? Tama ba? When you see them, they may look confident, pero when you ask them, how do they feel about themselves? Magugulat kayo. Gets yun ba? Yung pinopoint ko dito. Alright? So, here's the thing. I want you to understand yung definition mo mismo ng confidence. Ano ba ang itsura ng confidence para sa'yo? Because if you know what confidence looks like for you, you can create that for yourself instantly. Okay? Okay. So, kung ang confidence sa'yo ay posture, sige, subukan mo ayusin yung posture mo ngayon. Diba? Okay. Hindi ko sinasabi just chest out, diba? Subukan mo, tumingin ka sa langit, straight up. Hanggang stretch mo yung ulo mo, tumingin sa taas habang nakaupo or nakatayo, diba? Ang mangyayari dyan, ma-stretch yan, ma-stretch niya yung spinal cord mo. Yan, tama. And that's good posture, diba? Look forward. Okay. Nice, nice, nice. Okay. Ngayon, step one, posture. Okay? Step two, eye contact. Okay, paano ka ba makapag-eye contact? Nahihiya ka minsan makapag-eye contact, di ba? Minsan, nahuli kang nakatingin sa isang tao, lulook away ka na kagad. Tama? Kasi, yun, nakakahiya, di ba? Bawal mag-stare, eh. Baka sabihin, manya ka, or whatsoever, may gusto ka sa kanya, di ba? May mga ganung factor, di ba? Pero here's the thing. I want you to practice eye contact. Kahit, basta, hindi ka tatagal ng 3 seconds, dapat mga 2 seconds lang. Pag meron kang kailangan sabihin ng point, tumingin ka sa mata. 1, 2. Ganito yung setup niya na. A lot of trainers have been teaching right now the triangle method. Yung tipong titingin ka sa eyebrows, sa corner ng eyebrow, eyebrow, tapos sa gitna ng ilong. Di ba? Okay. So, ngayon, tingnan natin. I want you to look beyond the eyes. So, imagine mo, nakatingin ka sa likod niya. Mas malakas yung gaze mo eh. Pag ganun yung setup. Kuwari, imagine mo lang, meron kang kaharap, tapos yung mata niya nasa harapan mo. Tapos imagine mo nakatingin ka doon sa likod niya. Nagpi-pierce pa doon sa ulo niya. Tama? Okay. Now, there are some techniques that I've encountered along the way. Yung tipong, kuwari, medyo magkalayo kayo. Tama? You imagine like invisible hands like moving around. Diba? Kuwari, galit ka dun sa tao. Imagine mo, visually, sinasampal mo yung tao. Diba? So, again, it changes a lot of things how you get to be perceived. Diba? And sabi nga nila, the eyes is like the portals to your soul. Eh. Diba? May ganung setup. Diba? So, again, tignan mo yung sa eyes. Okay? Tapos tignan mo how you get to present yourself. So, for a lot of people, sabi nila, meron air of confidence eh. Diba? Minsan, it goes beyond the looks. It also aligns with what we call vibe or energy. Diba? Minsan, kita natin, kahit sobrang chill ng tao, diba, walang pakialam, ramdam mo yung confidence eh. Diba? Okay. Yung iba naman, pupunta sa role ng pagiging asshole. Diba? Asshole, mayabang. Ako, may ina-advocate ko yan eh. Actually, gusto ko ka talaga ituro yan eh. Na parang, alam mo, napansin ko lang, karamihan ng kaibigan kong mayabang, confident. Diba? Oo, diba? Karamihan ng kaibigan kong kupal, asshole, diba? Confident, bakit? There's a factor na parang if you know what you like and you're out, ay malakas yung boses mo, diba? It shows confidence. Diba? So, isa-isayin natin yun, diba? Posture, how you look, eye contact, yung volume ng boses mo. Sabi nila, pag mas malakas daw, mas confident ka eh. Diba? Ibig sabihin ba nun, wala kang pakialam sa mundo? Hindi naman. Wala naman tayo sinasabing ganun eh. Right? Pero, I want you to remember this. Because, again, if you could play with general perception, like, yun yung tingin nila na ganun ng confidence eh. Tama? And you actually do it, you may appear confident. Now, syempre, ang second thing dito is working with the feeling. Okay? So, inner confidence, yan. Inner, di ba? Yan yung pinaka-goal natin, inner. Belief mo sa sarili mo. Self-love. How do you, like, love yourself? Di ba? So, tanungin muna natin, sarili natin. Do you love yourself? Do you like yourself? Do you really, like, love yourself? Do you believe in yourself? I want you to notice the talk inside your head right now. Is it positive? Nice. Is it negative? Now, here comes our work. Diba? So, for people who have like, I love myself, ganyan, diba? Very good, very good, very good. I want you to clap, di ba? Palakpakan mo sarili mo because you're in a point in your life that sarap, sarap na feeling, di ba? Mahal mo sarili mo, di ba? You're on top of the world, eh. Yung opinion mo, yung pinaka-importante sa'yo, yung fun mo, di ba? Kasi, sarap, sarap yan, di ba? Sarap na feeling. Pero, with this session, I want to focus on people that feels like parang hindi mo mahal yung sarili mo. Hindi mo, you feel like wala kang kakampi sa mundo. Diba? Tara, tara, tara. Magkasama tayo dito sa session na to. Pag-usapan natin yan. Okay? So, I'll do my best to really give some insights to assist with working with your personal belief. Diba? Your love to yourself. Okay? Yun naman yung point ng session na to, ng podcast na to. Diba? It's like, remember, this is like a coaching session, a therapy session, a workshop, in where we just, you know, talk. But beyond the talk, I'm a conversational hypnotist. I'm a neurolinguistic programming specialist. So we've been programming stuff mula nung simula nung session na to. Not even on last session, and probably on the next session. Yun yung goal natin. Okay? All right. So, again, balik tayo dun sa self-talk na yan. I want you to, like, slowly visualize yourself in front of you. Okay? Okay. Tingnan mo yung sarili mo lang. Tingnan mo yung mga flaw na iniisip mo or was placed on you. Alala ko, nung bata ako, ang daming pangasar sa akin eh. Labi, mata, noo. Basta, hanapan ka ng specific body part tapos na, hindi fit sa kanila. Or parang, syempre, kung may normal size, diba, meron hindi normal. So, kung meron hindi normal sa'yo, tulad ng isang kaibigan ko, yung ngipin niya nun, medyo matulis, to tinawag ka agad namin siyang vampira, di ba? So hanggang ngayon, yun ba yung tawagan namin, di ba? But it's just fun right now, but again, it could create lots of like problems growing up, di ba? Tama. It's not about bullying or something, pero yung asaran minsan, it creates a deep concern eh, moving forward, no? It creates some flaws. Right, so balik tayo dito. So, tingnan mo yung sarili mo. Tingnan mo yung mga flaw na yun. Possible na ikaw yung nakakita ng flaw na yun or ibang tao nakakita ng flaw na yun. Tingnan mo lang na maigi. Ngayon, ang tanong natin dito is, bakit siya naging flaw? Bakit? Go back to a time na naalala mo kung first time na naisip mo yun. First time na narinig mo yun or naisip mo yung bagay na yun. Okay? Now, here's the thing. We have to accept the things that we cannot change. Okay? So, other people, ito yung mga naging therapy sa kanila, ginagawa nilang parang they make fun of that certain flaw or they like fix it. Fix the flaw. Or like, remove the flaw. Hindi na nila kailangan isipin yung flaw na yun. Ang ibang mga setup na ginagawa natin or ginagawa namin is to remove the feeling or the emotion connected with that flaw or with that system na nasa utak natin, with that anchor, kung tawagin. Okay? So, when you get to hear the word, how does it feel? Diba? So, for example, sabihin natin, oy, bangit naman ng buhok mo ngayon? Diba? So, ayun, ang titignan natin dito is, tutubo ba yung buhok mo ulit? Oh, tutubo naman pala eh. Okay, tiisin mo muna ngayon na bangit yung buhok mo. Diba? Pwede naman eh. Diba? Oh, wala eh. So, ganun na yan eh. So, ngayon, again, babalik tayo dun sa frame na sinabi ko kanina, di ba? Accept the things that you cannot change. So, kung wala ka pa magagawa dun sa buhok mo ngayon, patubuin mo siya. Tapos, tsaka mo siya ayusin based sa gusto mo. Tama? Okay. ito pa yung ibang setup. Okay? Now, opinions, di ba? Public opinion. Ang daming nangyayari sa labas eh. Parang sasabihan ka ng tita mo pag pumunta ka ng party, o yung taba mo na. Di ba? Minsan, how would it change if you prepared an answer for it? If you were prepared nang pagpunta mo dun sa reunion ninyo, di ba? Alam mo na yung itatanong nila at alam mo na rin yung isasagot mo. Kung iisipin mo, pwedeng hindi na siya ganun kasakit. Prepare mo na sa utak mo eh. Tama? Ang dami, prepare mo na rin yung mga sagot. Oh, tita, pinaghirapan ko yan. Ikaw din eh. Ang tama mo din. Yan, so, pwede ka naman bumawi. Pwede ka naman bumawi, di ba? Pero, here's the thing. We want to talk about how we take opinions sa ibang tao. Ito yung concept na naturo sa akin din ng isang friend ko eh. Sabi niya, Ken, tingnan mo ah, yung opinion kanino? Sabi ko, oh, dun sa ibang tao. Okay. So ngayon, pag binigay niya yung opinion sa'yo, tapos hindi mo kinuha yung opinion, na kanino yung opinion? Okay, doon ako napaisip. Kasi kung hindi ko kinuha yung opinion, nasa kanya pa din yung opinion. Tama? So, yung concept dito is, may control pala tayo. Okay? We can allow or not allow things to happen. Alright? Diba? So, ngayon, ang pinag-uusapan na natin dito is control. Control, diba? So, again, tignan natin yan ng maigi. Hindi mo kinuha yung opinion, na kanina yung opinion, nasa kanya pa din. Nasa kanya pa din. I could go on with my day kasi opinion na yan, hindi ko tinanggap. Okay, Ken, mataba ka na eh. Alright, sige. Ngayon, nag-reply lang ako ng alright, sige. Pero inaccept ko ba yun sa utak ko? Hindi. Hindi. Bakit? Wala akong pakialam. Opinion niya yun eh. Ang nagmamatter kasi sa akin ngayon, ito personal opinion ko lang. Ang nagmamatter sa akin kasi ngayon, it's how I view myself. Okay? Tingnan mo to ah. You may look like that on the outside. Pero ano ba ang self-visualization mo? Right? So for mga hypnotherapy, for like weight loss, yan. Ito yung inaayos dyan eh. How do you see yourself? Diba? Sige. If close your eyes, just, okay. Basta kung hindi ka nagda-drive, ha? Basta hindi ka nagda-drive, you can relax and close your eyes. And just like, visualize yourself in front of you. Now, what we want to work with right now is to visualize what we call your best self. Okay? Now, nandiyan siya sa harap mo. Okay? And as you get to see everything, tingnan mo lahat, pananamit, itsura, tama. Ano yung definition mo ng best self mo? Yan, lahat na nandun, confidence, everything. Diba? Okay. Anong pinagkaiba ng best self na visualize mo sa self mo ngayon? So, we work with how. Kung pareho, good job. Kung hindi, tingnan mo kung ano pinagkaiba. Remember, ikaw din yan. Okay? So, workable ah. Workable. Okay. Kung mas sexy, mas payat, mas macho yung nakikita mo sa harapan mo, nababago ba ang katawan? Pwede. Okay? So, disiplina yun. Yun yung i-work on natin sa mga next episodes natin. Kasi, alam mo, mahirap ang disiplina. Tama? Pero maraming techniques para dyan. Pero again, balik tayo sa visualization. Okay? Now, as you visualize this person in front of you, which is you, I want you to slowly step in. Step ka dun sa katawan na yun. step ka dun sa katawan mo, para kang ghost, di ba, ngayon, para kang ghost, and then you're stepping into that body, that best version of yourself. Feeling this feeling nung katawan na yon, seeing what this body is seeing and hearing everything that this body is hearing. Kasi ikaw yun eh, nag-step in ka dito sa visualization mo na best self mo. Now I want you to remember this feeling, tong confidence, yung feeling na parang ansaya, everything's fun, relaxed, comfortable, yan. And I want you to retain this feeling inside of your head. Allow yourself to maintain and remember this visualization of you, which is you right now. And slowly open your eyes. And this feeling, itong nararamdaman mo, yeah. For most, yeah. Tama. Okay. Very good. So, again, itong feeling na to, imagine mo na, yung confidence nandun na. You could look at people, visualize mo. Imagine mo sa utak mo ngayon, look, you're looking at people straight in the eye, kaya mo. Yung tindig mo, pansin mo yung posture mo kanina sa posture mo ngayon. Yung breathing mo, mas relaxed, slower. Diba? Okay? So as you get to work with it, practicein mo lang. Every day, give time, parang gawa ka ng alone time mo na tipong parang meditation, 'di ba? Pukas sa isang tabi pagkagising mo, tapos just, you know, relax, close your eyes, just breathe deeply, 'di ba? Inhale and slowly exhale. Tapos gawin mo yung ginawa natin kanina. Visualize mo yung best version of yourself. Tama? O kung sino ka ngayon. Tapos, lahat ng energy, lahat ng confidence, lahat ng napakagandang feeling, ibato mo dun sa visualization na yun. And then, para kang ghost, slowly go into that body and feel those good feelings, strong feelings, di ba? And doon nagsisimula yun. So, i-build natin yun, di ba, on a daily basis hanggang sa ma-retain sa utak mo na yun yung itsura mo. Right? And kadalasan, ito yung point natin dito, ha? The mind and body works as one unit. Okay? It's a very good start. Right? Pansinin mo, may mga taong may disability, very, very confident. May mga taong kahit sabihin mo sobrang taba, pero pag nakausap mo, mayroon pa rin talagang sobrang confident. Meron din naman kasing sobrang yabang. Diba? Tama, meron din eh. Pero again, what ang topic natin ngayon is visualizing yourself. Your best self. To the point na, balik tayo dun sa main topic natin, kailangan ba natin ang confidence? Kung titignan mo ganito eh, beyond ourselves is most likely marketing. What we could like feel na pangit ngayon is learned. We've learned it at one point in our life. Di ba? May na push sa'yo yung concept na yan ng environment mo, na push sa'yo yung concept na yan ng parents mo or ng kapatid. Yun yan, kaklase, ka-office mate, di ba? Again, this society, di ba? Our culture adds a lot more things sa atin na hindi naman dati iniisip ng bata tayo, di ba? Pero ngayon, as adults, dami na natin iniisip. Pero, ito yun. Ang dami pang factors eh. Minsan, nai-incapacity tayo because of the judgment ng ibang tao. Judgment ng ibang tao sa atin. Pero, kung iisipin mo, kanino ba ang pinaka-importanteng opinion dito? Siyempre, yung sayo.
Remember to always add value to yourself. Love yourself more. Because siyempre, you deserve it. Yung attention mo is so much appreciated dito. Thank you for listening. And if you learned something from this episode, make sure to follow me on my Facebook page, syempre sa Instagram din, tsaka sa TikTok, to catch all the latest insights, workshops, and interviews. And syempre, if you see yourself needing more for one-on-one coaching or even team workshops, feel free to message me on my page. Cheers!